Sheni. And afterwards, the Levim shall come la'avoid es oil moed, to do the avoda in the oil moed. V'tiharta oisam, and you shall purify them. V'heinafta oisam tnufa, and wave them a waving. As Rashi said earlier, this is referring to Aaron lifting and waving the Bnei Merari. Ki nesunim nesunim heimali mitoch Bnei Yisrael, because the Levim are given to me from among the Bnei Yisrael. Why does it say nesunim twice? Because they are given to me in two ways. One is Nesunim Lamasa, they are given to me so they should carry the Kalim of the Mishkan, and Nesunim Lashir, they are given to me to sing and to play instruments during the Avodah. Tachas, in exchange, Pitras Kol Rechem, the opening of every womb, Bechor Kol Mi Bnei Yisrael, every Bechor of the Bnei Yisrael, Lakachti Oysam Li, have I taken the Levim to me. The Levim are in exchange of the Bechorim. Kili Kol Bechor Bnei Yisrael, because all the Bechorim were mine among the Bnei Yisrael, Ba'odam Uva Behema, by a human and by an animal. B'yom HaKoisi Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Hikdashti Oysam Li. On the day that I killed all the Bechorim in Mitzrayim and I saved the Bechori Klal Yisrael, I made these Bechorim of Klal Yisrael holy to me. But since they worshipped the Egel, therefore they were exchanged for the Levim. For Ekach HaSalavim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'Bnei Yisrael. And I have taken the Levim instead of every Bechor among the Bnei Yisrael. And I have given the Levim, given to Aaron and his children, mitoch Bnei Yisrael, from among the Bnei Yisrael, la'avoides avoides Bnei Yisrael ba'ol moed, to do the avoida of the Bnei Yisrael in the ol moed, ulechaper al Bnei Yisrael, and to atone for the Bnei Yisrael. V'lo yia b'Bnei Yisrael negef begeshes Bnei Yisrael el ha'kodesh, in order that there should not be a plague among Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael will come close to the Kodesh. Because if Klal Yisrael, after they did the Egel, will come to do the Avoida, there will be a plague. And therefore, I have placed the Levim instead of them to do the Avoida. And Rashi points out that in this pasuk it says the words Bnei Yisrael five times, to tell us that the Bnei Yisrael are beloved to Hashem, like the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, like the five books of the Torah. Although I am exchanging the Bechorim for the Levim, that does not take away my love for them. Vayas Moshe v'Aaron v'chol adas Bnei Yisrael al-Levim. And Moshe, Aaron, and all the adas Bnei Yisrael did to the Levim. Moshe by setting them up, Aaron by picking them up and waving them, and the adas Bnei Yisrael by doing smicha and leaning on the Levim. Kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe l'Levim, kein osu lahem Bnei Yisrael. Exactly like the command that Hashem commanded Moshe, so did the Bnei Yisrael do. Vayischatu al-Levim, and the Levim became purified with the ashes of the paraduma. And they would toivel their clothing and also themselves. Aaron waved them before Hashem. And Aaron atoned for them and purified them by bringing the karbonos which were supposed to be brought for them. And afterwards the Levim came to do their avoda in the oil moed before Aaron and his children. Exactly the way Hashem commanded Moshe to do to the Levim, so was done to them. And Rashi explains that this pasuk is coming to say the praise of the Oseh and the Naseh, the ones who did it, and the ones who it was being done to, She'echer mehem la'ikev, not even one of them resisted. The chiddush is that although it was a bizoyin for Aharon, it was demeaning for Aharon to lift up all these Levim, still he did exactly what Hashem commanded Moshe. And even though the Levim were also being nispazeh by the fact that they had to shave their heads, they still did not do anything different than Hashem commanded Moshe. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Perik Ches, Pasuk Vav. So Rashi, kachas ha-Levim, take the Levim. Rashi says, kach does not mean to take a person with your hands, but rather, kochem bidvorim, take them by persuading them with words. Ashrechem, fortunate are you, shetisku liyeh shamoshim lamokim, that you merited to be the helpers of Hashem. And we find many other places where Rashi tells us that kach does not mean to take a person, but rather to persuade. As we find in Parshas Bereishis by Adam Arishon and Perek Beis, Pasuk Tesvav, where Hashem persuaded Adam to go into Gan Eden. Also we find it by Hagar, where Sarai had to persuade Hagar to marry Avram, like it says in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel. And also in this parasha further on, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin, by the Zakenim, Hashem persuaded the Zakenim to be Parnosim and leaders over Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Hazei Aleia Mechata, sprinkle upon them the waters of purification. Shel Efer HaPara, of the ashes of the Parah Adumah. Vipnei Tmei Mesim Shebehem, because of the ones who are Tamei Mes. Zok Rashi, Vehevi Rusar, and pass a razor over their flesh. Matzasi B'divir Rav Moshe HaDarshin, I found in the words of Rav Moshe HaDarshin. Lefishe Nitnu Kapara Al HaBechoros, since the Levium were given as an atonement for the Bechoros. She'avdu Avodah Tzelilim, who worshipped Avodah Zorah. Vehi kruya zivchei mesim, and Avodah Zorah is called the sacrifice of the dead. So therefore, the Bechorim are considered like a dead person, v'hametzorah karub meis, and a metzorah is called a dead person. So now, the Bechorim are considered like a metzorah. His kikom taglachas kim metzorahim. Therefore, the Bechorim needed a taglachas to shave the hair like a metzorah. But instead of it being done to the Bechorim, it was done to the Levim. What we need to understand in this Rashi is that it says that Avodah Zorah is called Zivchei Mesim. The simple meaning of that is that the Avodah Zorah is considered like a dead person because you are shechting to somebody who is not answering you. Zivchei Mesim, you are slaughtering and sacrificing to the dead. They're not listening to you. If that's the case, we have to understand why the Bechorim were considered dead. Really, it was the Avodah Zorah that they were shechting to that was considered dead. And Rashi continues, V'lokhu par ben bokor, and they shall take a young bull, v'hu oila, and this will be a carbon oila. K'moshe kosev, like the pasuk says further on, v'oso eso echad oila, and one of them shall be made as a carbon oila. V'hu carbon tzibur b'avodah tzelilim, and this is the carbon that a community that does avodah zarah will bring a oila and a chatas. Upar sheni, and a second bull. Ma tamad loyma sheni, why does the pasuk have to say sheni? Loyma lecha to teach you, ma oila, loy ne'echeles, just like the first bull, which was an oila, is not eaten by the kahanim, af chatas lo necheles, also this chatas, even though it was a chatas chitzoina, was not eaten by the kahanim. Uvezu yesh smach lidvarav. And with this, we can support the words of Rav Moshe HaDarshan. Because Rav Moshe HaDarshan explained that this carbon, the chatas and the oila, was really the carbon of a tzibur that worshipped Avodah Zarah. And since the Oisei HaEgel worshipped Avodah Zarah, and the Levium are coming instead of them, therefore they also brought a Oila and a Chatos. And by the fact that this Chatos is completely burnt, that is support to Rav Moshe HaDarshan, because also over there, the Sa'ir L'Chatos, the goat that is brought for a Chatos by the Tzibur that worships Avodah Zarah, that goat was completely burnt. So we see a connection between the carbon Tzibur of Avodah Zarah and also the carbon brought over here. The Torah's Kehanim, Rashi is telling us that this last segment that we darshan sheni to tell us that this chatas was not eaten is brought down in the Torah's Kehanim. Va'omer ani, and I say shehara shohaisa, that the fact that this chatas was not eaten and it was burnt was a ruling for the hour, because typically a chatas chitzoina was eaten and not burnt, so it must be over here a hara shoh. And we see anyway that this was a hirasha, because shesoir hoya lehem lahavi lechatas avodah zarah im par ha'oila, because they should have brought a goat together with the par ha'oila. Why did they bring a par lechatas instead of a goat lechatas? So it must be that over here it was a hirasha. And just like the type of animal was a ruling for the hour, so too was the fact that this animal was a chatas chitzoina, which was burnt. Zok Rashi pasuk tes v'hikalta es kol adas bnei Yisrael, and you shall gather together the whole assembly of the bnei Yisrael. Lefi shehalavim nesunim carbon kapara tachtehem, since the levim were given as a carbon of atonement instead of them. Yavoyu v'yamdu al karbonom, let them come and stand next to their carbon. V'yismechu es yedeim aleihem, and lean their hands on their carbon on the levim. The heinif Aaron et halavim tnufa, and Aaron will wave the levim. Kederach she'oshem etzara ta'un tnufa chai. Just like the Asham of the Metzorah needs to be waved when it is alive, so too over here. Since the Bechorim were like a Metzorah, and the Levium were the carbon of the Metzorah, the Levium had to be lifted up and waved. Shalosh Tnufas Nembu B'Parsha Zu. There are three times in this Parsha that the Pasuk says Tnufa, that the Levium had to be waved. Harishoyna L'Bnei Kohath. The first one in Pasuk Yud Aleph is referring to Aaron lifting up and waving the Bnei Kohath, Lekach Nemar Bom. Therefore, it states concerning them, V'hayu Lavad es Avodas Hashem, and they will work in the Avodas Hashem, L'fisha Avodas HaKodesh HaKadoshim Aleihem, because they carried the most holy things, the Ora and the Shulchan. Therefore, the Pasuk says concerning them, La'avod es Avodas Hashem. Hashnia, the second one in Pasuk Yud Gimel, LeBnei Gershon, is referring to Aaron lifting up and waving the Bnei Gershon. L'kach nemar bom. Therefore, it says concerning them, Tnufa Lashem. She'af aleihem hoisa avodas hakodesh. Because even concerning them, there was somewhat of an avodas hakodesh, which was the yerios and the krosim. The yerios, the coverings over the Mishkan, and the hooks which attach the different yerios to each other. Haniros v'beis kodesh hakadoshim, that are visible inside the kodesh hakadoshim. Therefore, it says by them, Tnufa Lashem. Vashlishis, and the third one that just says, Ve'inafta oisam tnufa in Pasuk Tesvav, was referring to the Bnei Merari, Aaron lifting up the Bnei Merari. The Maharai asks, if the whole criteria that the Bnei Gershon were considered Tnufa Lashem was because their Urias were seen and visible inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, why doesn't it say Lashem concerning also the Bnei Merari? Because their Kroshim, their planks, were also seen inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why was it only concerning Bnei Gershon that it says Tnufa Lashem? And he answers that the Bnei Gershon would carry these Urias that were visible in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on their shoulders. They would not place these Urias on the wagons. Therefore, concerning them, it says Tnufa Lashem, a waving for Hashem. But since the Kroshim of the Bnei Merari were too heavy to carry on their Kosef, on their shoulders, therefore all the Kroshim of the Bnei Merari were placed on the wagons. That is why, concerning the Bnei Merari, it does not say a Lashon of Lashem, because they did not carry anything on their shoulders. Zok Rashi, Nesunim, Nesunim. Rashi is bothered by the double Lashon of Nesunim. Nesunim Lamasa, Nesunim Lashir. They are given to me to carry and given to me to sing. And one has to wonder why Rashi does not make this diak in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, where there too it says Nesunim, Nesunim, and Rashi does not say anything. Zot Rashi Pitras Psichas, the opening of every womb. Kili Kol Bechor, Sheli Hayu HaBechoris B'Kav Adin. The Bechoris belong to me by standards of justice. Sheiganti Aleim, because I protected them, Bein Bechorim Mitzrayim, between the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim, who were killed. V'lakachta oisem li, and I have taken these Bechorim to me, acheto be'egel, until they went astray with the Avera of the Egel, v'achshav, and now v'ekas es ha'levim, I am taking the Levim instead of them. Zok Rashi, v'etno es ha'levim, and I will give the Levim instead of the Bechorim. Hei pa'omim nemar b'nei Yisrael b'mikrezeh. 5 times the words b'nei Yisrael are mentioned in this pasuk. Lo'hidiach yibosom, to make it known that Hashem loves them. Shenichpalu as kroiseim b'mikra echad, because their mention was stated repeatedly in one pasuk, communion, the same number as hei chumshei Torah, as the 5 chumshei Torah. So that shows that Klal Yisrael is beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the chamishei chumshei Torah. V'kach ro'isi b'bereishis Rabbah, and so I have seen in the bereishis Rabbah. V'lo yiyah b'vnei Yisrael negev, they should not do the avodah, and Levim should do it instead, in order that there should not be a plague among Klal Yisrael. This way, the Bnei Yisrael will not need to come close to the Kodesh. She'im yigashu, because if they do come close, yiyah negev, there will be a plague among them. Dayas Moshe v'yaharon v'chol adas Bnei Yisrael. Moshe, Aaron, and adas Bnei Yisrael did to the Levim like Hashem commanded. Moshe hem midon. Moshe positioned them. V'aaron hem ifam, and Aaron lifted them up and waved them. V'Yisrael samchu es yedeim, and Klal Yisrael leaned their hands upon them. Kasher tiva Hashem kein osu. It repeats again that they did what Hashem commanded Moshe. L'hagit shvach ha'oisin v'hanase, to say the praise of the ones who did it and the ones to whom it was being done. She'echad mehem la'ikev, not even one of them resisted. Aaron did not resist from picking up the Levim, and the Levim did not resist from becoming shaven, which was a bezayin for them. And the pasuk continues, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Zois asher la'levim, this shall be to the Levim. And Rashi says, Zois comes to teach us that this age will be a disqualification for them. They cannot work under the age of 30. However, mumin, blemishes, will not be a disqualification for the Levim. Vibein chomesh v'esrim shon of amala, from the age of 25 and up, Yovoi, he will come litzvoitzava to the army ba'avoydas olamoyed, in the avoida of the olamoyed. And Rashi says this seems to be a contradiction to the pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar that says that they start working at 30, not at the age of 25. Therefore, Rashi says that 25 means that they come to learn how to do the work in the Mishkan at the age of 25. They learn for 5 years, and afterwards, at the age of 30, they start to work. ובן 50 שנה יושב מצווה העבודה, and from the age of 50 they return from the army of work, ולא יעבוד עוד, and they do not work anymore. They do not carry bakosef on their shoulders anymore. But v'sheiris es echov b'yoyel moed, they can help their brothers, the b'nei Gershon and the b'nei Merari in the oil moed, they can help them load and unload the wagons of their kelim. Lishmar mishmeres, they can also do a watching, which means even after they cannot carry anymore, they can be the guards and lock the gates of the Mishkan. Va'avoida lo yavoid, but they cannot do the avoida ba'kosef carrying on their shoulders after the age of 50. They can only help the B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merari load their wagons and also watch the Mishkan. Kocha ta'aseh la'leviim b'mishmeroisam, so you shall do to the Leviim concerning their charge. And the Rabban asks that based on the way Rashi learns this pasuk, it comes out that the B'nai Gershon and the B'nai Merari may carry even after the age of 50. It's only the B'nai Kohos that may not carry Bakosef after the age of 50. If so, why in Parshas Bamidbar do we count all the families of the Leviim, the B'nai Kohos, the B'nai Gershon, and the B'nai Merari from the age of 30 to 50, which is the age that they carry? If it was only the B'nai Kohos that carried from 30 to 50, however, the B'nai Gershon and the B'nai Merari, who carried even after the age of 50, should have been counted even above the age of 50. The Ayin B'Ramban, who discusses this issue. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chof Dalet, Zois Asher L'Leviim, this shall be to the Leviim. Shonim Poislim Bahem, Ve'en HaMumim Poislim Bahem. Since the Pasuk says Zois, we learn out, this will passel them, referring to age. Under the age of 30, that will disqualify them. Ve'en HaMumim Poislim Bahem. But a mum, a blemish, will not disqualify the Leviim from doing their avoda. Miben chomesh ve'esrim, from the age of 25. Correct Rashi uvamokim acher oimer, in Parshas Bamidbar it says miben shloishim shana, from the age of 30. Haketzad, how is this possible? Zok Rashi miben chofei, from the age of 25. Ba'alum moed hilchos avoda, he comes to learn the halachos of carrying. Ve'loimid chomesh shanim, and he learns for 5 years. Uben lamid oived, and he starts to work at the age of 30. Mikan, from here we see l'talmid shalai ro simin yafa b'mishnasei b'chamei shanim. If a student does not see any success in his learning for 5 years, sheshuv enei roya, that he won't see any success anymore in this learning. Because if the Torah tells us that the Leviim have to study the halachos for 5 years, it must be that this was the maximum amount of time that it takes one to learn. So if somebody does not see success in his learning for 5 years, that means he will never see any success. Zok Rashi v'lo yavod oid, and he will not work anymore. Avoidus masa bakosef, this means the B'nai Kohos will not carry anymore after that age on their shoulders. Avol but choizer hu l'ne'ila sha'orim, he will go back to be the watchers of the gates, v'lo shir, and to sing, v'litan agolois, and to load the wagons, which means to help the B'nai Gershon and the B'nai Merari. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means, v'sheires es echov im achoi kitagumai. Like Targum says, he will help with his brothers. He will accompany them in loading and unloading the wagons. And he will also be lishmar mishmeres, a watcher of the gates of the Mishkan. Lachanoi saviv la'oyel, to camp around the Mishkan. Ulahokim ulahirid, to erect and to dismantle b'shas hamasois, the Mishkan, at the time of its travelings.